This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The Dallas Cowboys season begins in 30 days. Can they score 30 points per game? Now, shout out to DallasCowboys.com. Had asked this question for 31 days, and I was like, let's make it a more even number. And that was yesterday. So, here are the Cowboys. Well, before we get into the numbers, do you think that that can be done?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out exactly how to look at this appropriately, because you scored 41 against Philly, 44 against New York Giants,
yep,
43 against the Falcons, 56 against Washington, and then 51 against the Eagles. I don't think your division's going to be that poor again this year, where you own them that way without some of the offensive weapons that you gave up last year and one of the defensive weapons. Now, maybe Sam Williams does replace Randy Gregory in a different role. Not the same kind of player, if you will, because Randy Gregory is a bouncy kind of guy, whereas Sam Williams is like he's a brawler, right? But I'm looking, Kevin, I've been looking at this. They were the only team to score 30 points a game last year.
That is true.
Tampa Bay was at 29.9.
Oh, I had them at 30.2. I just had it.
I have it. This is on teamrankings.com. So maybe that was, maybe they scored some.
On ESPN, there were only two. It says 30.1 for Tampa, but maybe math-wise, they scored 511 points.
Okay.
So that would.
That hits the mark.
But there were only two.
Okay, according to team rankings, only two got it in 2020, and that would be Green Bay, Tampa Bay. Buffalo was at 29.9. In 2019, one team scored 30 points. So you see what I'm saying is, on average, 2 to 3 teams score, and it's actually closer to 1.5 teams score over 30 a game. I don't see the Cowboys being it this year.
Okay. Now, you were right about that trend.
I can't believe the Cowboys scored the most last year.
I know. And
they had some big games last year.
Unfortunately, because of the way the games were playing out, they were on pace to score the most the year before as well. So check this out. So these are years in the Dak Prescott pantheon of his career. Is 2016, Cowboys were fifth, 26.3 points per game. And we hit some of the dark times. From the 2017, 14th. 2018, 23rd. Then back to 2019, 6th, 27.1 points per game. All right, we're moving in the right direction. 2020, they were 17th in points. However, when Dak was on the field, if you want to count the 4 games, 31.5 points per game. You want to count the 5 games, 32.6 points per game. Now, is that also because they fell way behind and then the defenses quit caring? Fair enough. I would certainly listen to that. Last year, number one, as you brought up, 31.2 points per game. So the last 2 years that Dak was out there, one partial, one full, the team has scored at least 30 points. And I guess maybe that should be the question. It's not, can the offense score 30 points per game? Can the team score 30 points per game? Because whether it was special teams or defense, you had a plethora of non-offensive points put on the board as well.
Yeah, and man, CeeDee Lamb did have 1,100 yards last year. It was only 6 touchdowns, but he did have 1,100 yards. And then Amari Cooper probably could have gotten that. I don't know, maybe both of them are 1,000-yard receivers, but we were expecting 3 1,000-yard receivers last year.
Yeah.
Schultz ends up being probably your best target because he had 800, almost, he's close there, and 8 touchdowns. But the touchdowns, I guess if you're sitting there going, well, I mean, who are the targets? Who's he working with? everybody. Like, that's what Dak did last year. He spread the love to everybody had touchdowns, man. So I think there are plenty of opportunities for Dak, who had 37, which was his career high for touchdowns, to do that again. But they did take advantage of some very, very bad teams last year.
And yes.
Does their schedule?
I think at least two of those teams in division, at least, will be god-awful again.
I have trouble looking at the Cowboys' schedule and saying they're going to be under 500 with how weak their schedule looks on paper.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to pick them to be 9-8 or 10-7 just based off of how weak their schedule is. So they could rack up some points. You know, it's interesting, too, on this. Well, hey, Dak Prescott, let him cook, and he's so great, especially when he has great games. Last year, Dak had 5 300-yard games or more. In those games, the Cowboys were 3-2.
Wow.
Because they're kind of comeback games.
Yeah.
Right? When Dak throws for a lot of yards, we're losing, and we're trying to come back. So all of a sudden, the defense maybe gives you a little bit more of, hey, we'll let you throw underneath for 10 to 20 yards type of deal. And then he racks up 80-yard drives with almost all 80 yards of them being a passing situation. So I'm not saying Dak is bad. Dak is a good quarterback. I want to make sure people understand Dak's a good quarterback. A lot of times when he has big games, it's because we're losing and having to come back, and we're about 50-50 in those situations.
Yeah, the team did seem to fare last year, at least, better when he was in the 200 to 250 range.
Yeah.
Rather than the 325 to 389 to 400 range, which, like, that's cool. You get to talk about Dak 3 for 500 yards. That's amazing. This is awesome. But you don't really want that to be the case unless, like, you're just running away with games every night. You know, if you're running away with games and teams can't keep up with you, then we're good.
Okay. And so that is an interesting way to look at it as well. So let me ask you, since you were talking about what the record will be, Adam Schein put out a Schein 9, and these are the top 9 offenses in the league. Now, we kind of did this in terms of, will these teams be better than the Cowboys? Do you think, just theoretically, on paper, into the season, you feel comfortable saying you think Buffalo's offense will be better than the Cowboys?
Yep.
I think so.
Okay. What about the Chargers?
I think so. I think they have arguably the best quarterback in 2022. So,
Buffalo is 1. Chargers are 2. I'm going in order.
I will say that I feel if the Chargers defense is better this year, which that could be a big smoke and mirrors show for me this year.
That's true.
But if it is better, I think that offense will be better as well.
The Rams.
Man, I don't know.
So. I mean, Stafford's, I think they have the smartest.
I think that might be an issue.
To your point, I agree. But they do, to me, I think Sean McVay is the smartest offensive coach in the NFL.
Okay. And I can see that. All right. So we're good. For the most part, we're good with those 3 so far. What about the Raiders?
I don't know.
Because obviously, they have Waller and Adams.
Yeah. Waller has Jacobs had a good rookie year. Right, but I would just think, and you said Waller.
Yeah, Waller has a hamstring
injury. He seems to be a guy that misses 3 to 5 games a year, right? Am I right about that? I'm just thinking about fantasy football where you're like, oh, I'm going to hope that Waller's missing this game and there's a 20% chance he does. So I think it's 50-50. Right there.
Okay, we'll put that in the maybe category.
I'll throw this in that conversation. When we talked with CeeDee Lamb last week, he brought up, you know, he was like, look, Aaron Rodgers is great, but you got to study the way Devontae Adams runs a route. Like, he's that good of a receiver. So if he's that good, the Raiders were middle of the pack in points per game last year. And, like, they had lots of yards, but points per game, I would say, I don't believe that they are better than the Cowboys offensively yet.
Okay.
But that could definitely change when Devontae Adams is on the field.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Yep.
I think they will be.
I do too.
Their offensive line is still...
They don't have a right tackle.
Average at best, right? And they were below average last year, but a below average offensive line. I mean, at the end of the year, Joe Burrow was like, I don't care that we're not a good offensive line. I'm still going to destroy teams.
Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah.
I think they are.
Me too.
I mean, we'll find out
in
week 1.
Assuming not a shocking whatever is happening with Brady. All right.
Could you imagine if Tom Brady re-retired like in a couple weeks?
That is one of the rumors.
They only ran for 98 yards last year per game. Do you understand that? Like, the Cowboys were at 124. The Bills were at 129. They ran for 98.4 yards per game while they're out there chucking the ball around for like 307 a game. So that, to what Mike's talking about with Dak, Tom Brady's like, it's fine. I can be the guy. I'll take care of it.
The Minnesota Vikings.
I don't think so. I get their wide receiver combination.
Yeah, I love that.
Kirk Cousins is a noon player.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook is a really good running back. I'm curious to see what they do offensively this year.
How confident are we in Dalvin Cook staying healthy, too?
He won't. Okay. 0%.
Okay. So that's the second team on the list, and I'm like, nah, I don't know. Kansas City Chiefs.
I think they are. I was surprised that it took this long
Eight.
To get to them.
Yeah.
Who will be their elite receiver this year?
I mean, I think Kelce will be their main guy, but if you're saying Juju receiver, that's maybe a different position if you're looking at it that way.
Yeah, Juju is one. I actually forgot that in his second season, he caught for 1,400 yards.
Yeah.
Juju has a high-end capability. Not saying necessarily that's going to be incredible, but like within that offense and if he's funneled enough targets, that could be something that is useful for him.
I wonder what they think about the kid they drafted first round. Hardman?
Is that Mecole Hardman?
Yeah. I think
it's his third year or fourth year.
I think it's his third year.
I think he was more an insurance policy for Tyreek in the idea that, hey, that's just another dude with speed without fully considering the ways in which Tyreek Hill utilized that speed, and you can't just get any old speed. But they do have a lot of speed with Mecole Hardman, and they went and got Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Like, I think that they have some of that stuff. I just don't know that that necessarily will be a full replacement for Tyreek. I think they're also switching their team a little bit. I think they're going to run the ball more. Now, they have a really good offense.
Did you get Ronald Jones? You know, we're fans of Ronald Jones.
That is true, but I've heard his very tenuous hold on being there. And then Denver. The reason why I want to bring up Denver is Denver is ninth on this list, which means while we were asking this question for the team that led the league in scoring in 20 before Dak got hurt, led the league in scoring last year, they're not even in the top nine here. And I think there's probably two, maybe three questionable ones. I know Denver has all of the younger wide receivers, and if they put it all together, we'll see what that looks like. But here's one spot, and it's just one person's opinion, where they don't even have the Cowboys in the top nine, let alone trying to make a run at 30 points per game. And I see a whole lot of people who are kind of in that same vein, and part of it's Dak, but then part of it is how are you ever supposed to be top 10 in points per game when you have that lowly rated of an offensive coordinator. So like some people have turned their ire on Dak, some people have turned it on Zeke, some people have turned it on the offensive coordinator. So the ire goes for a whole lot of people, but there does not seem to be a whole lot of positivity on the fan text that they're going to get into that 30-point conversation again.
Maybe Kellen Moore is creative enough to overcome some of the losses that they had on their offense. Maybe Amari Cooper isn't that big of a deal. And they're like, you know what? We can see he's ready. And you know, when Michael Gallup does get back, everything's going to be just fine. And we'll be able to, you know, utilize Tony Pollard in secret effective ways this year that you guys just did not expect. And maybe they will push the ball down. There are a lot of things that could happen. I'm just trying to figure out how they're going to get this thing to crank.
Maybe at the end of the year, we play two chumps and we score 107 points. that's what we did against Washington and Philadelphia.
That is a huge factor in that.
No, I'm absolutely with you on that. And then also, like I said earlier, the non-offensive touchdowns made a big difference as well.
I'm very curious about Denver because, Mike, I'm strongly considering overdrafting Javonte Williams. Like, I might be really dumb with this.
What he could do there with a little bit more. The way that
any
Seattle
concern about Gordon's mix in there, though?
That is
sorry, Mike.
They do mix them, but they do utilize both of them.
Yeah.
And I know that Javonte Williams impressed last year, and I'm wondering if there's going to be more of a hey, let's get him the first load carries.
Wonder if in different way, but Himes and Taylor in Indy, and then all of a sudden Taylor was the guy in his second year. They said, okay, this makes sense. He's our our two.
That's kind of how I feel.
People in Denver might be feeling that way in that combination.
Okay, interesting.
But I don't know. I mean, we'll find out.
Yeah, and that I know we talk about it sometimes. That's one of the fun parts about the card market right there is, like, I know it's still driven so much by quarterbacks in the NFL market, but if you're, like, Javonte Williams is the guy. He's ready to be the guy. And, like, you buy a bunch of those cards, probably not for very much money. You can always flip for a profit. And that's one of the fun parts about cards is you get to show your right via money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't just be like, I told you Javonte Williams was going to be good. You can be like, I made $273 profit this season off of Javonte Williams.
So, you're suggesting that I go ahead and buy this Kareem Abdul-Jabbar card right now, is what you're saying.
The former running back.
The thing about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
The Miami Dolphins.
Not.
We're in football nuggets.
Yes. That's not even the segment we're doing right now.
This is a very different segment, Mike.
I don't know how much is going to change in the Kareem market
in
the next month or two. Like, if you told me the Javonte Williams market is way different in 2 months, I'd be like, I could see that. I don't necessarily envision like a big change in the Kareem market, but, you know.
Slow, gradual incline or what? What are your thoughts there?
Usually Hall of Fame cards aren't in the habit of, like, taking steep drops.
Right.
And I also feel like here's my philosophy. I know you're an adult, but here's my philosophy. If we treat this like you were a kid, you've slept on it. You've thought about it. And this card has come back up numerous times. So I feel like you would like to buy this card.
It just keeps coming back into my life, and I'm like, eventually I'll just accept it, I guess.
That is very true, and look how well that's worked out. It's a shout-out Friday, and you guys have responded from the 817. This is pretty interesting. Shout-out to my twin brother and his wife. They'll be having their second baby, first boy, sometime this weekend. Great time to have a baby. And then this one's wild from the 321, wherever that is. Shout out to me for getting dumped by the love of my life last week and already going on a date with a new person this weekend.
Look at you.
Orlando. Right.
Player's going to play, you know?
Fair enough, but let's help him out with one thing, or her, with one thing. Don't talk about your ex. Don't say it's a hard time because you just dumped the love of your life. I feel like unless you've established...
Show who the man you are right now.
Yeah.
You know, the man you're wanting to project what you want her to see.
See?
And then, revert back to talking to her later about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.